Sunday the 24th of March 2019, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Doctor's Orders. Sermon title, Who Can Stand? Bible reading, Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Talk by Darrell Williams.
The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 14. Jesus and Beelzebub. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, good morning. I would imagine most of you are probably tired and frustrated by the current political turmoil over Brexit. And every day it feels like the news is always the same. It seems like each day I turn on the news, I just keep hearing the same arguments over and over and over again. In my office, there is a TV that sits above where the media team sits for the purpose of media monitoring. And each day, it always seems to be the same or similar headlines regards the Brexit process. I feel sorry for the political journalists who must be longing for something different to write or report about. Whatever your views on Brexit, whether you're not sure what is the right way forward or you hold strong opinions that we should either leave without a deal, accept the offer that is currently on the table, or maybe even cancel Brexit altogether, we probably all share the same sense of anxiety in a way MPs have become locked into what's become an ever more bitter dispute. In today's Bible reading, Jesus tells us, any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. Political commentators seem to have almost given up trying to offer a prediction or insight into what might happen next in our parliament. But amongst the possibilities, if the divisions continue, could see the end of the premiership of the current Prime Minister. If you are completely fatigued by politics, you may not want to hear this, but we could also face the possibility of another general election. We simply do not know what might happen next. Could the government collapse? Might politicians see no other alternative than returning to the polls? Might they finally reach some kind of agreement? The reality for our politicians, if they cannot find a way to work together, to reach agreement, to put divisions behind them and move forwards, then our current parliament will tear itself apart. You may be wondering why I'd raise politics in a sermon or if this is even appropriate for a Sunday morning. But some of you may well have had your own disputes in the workplace, amongst friends, and even within your own families. There is nothing wrong with disagreement, and debate on these things are healthy. We are fortunate to live in a democracy where we can express our views. What I think is important in these difficult and testing times is the ability to disagree well. The Archbishop of Canterbury, in his New Year message, points out that Jesus called his disciples friends. He also notes that they did not always get on together, but they were united by something far greater than their differences, and that was his friendship. The Archbishop goes on to say in his message, "There is a parallel with our country today. We're wonderfully much more diverse than we used to be, yet we disagree on many things, and we are struggling with how to disagree well. Turn on the television, read the news, and you see a lot that could tempt you to despair. Hope lies in our capacity to approach this new year in a spirit of openness towards each other, committed to discovering more what it means to be citizens together, even amid great challenges and changes. That would involve choosing to see ourselves as neighbours, as fellow citizens, as communities, each with something to contribute. It will mean gathering around our common values, a common vision, and a commitment to one another. With the struggles and divisions of recent years, that will not be easy, but that difficult work is part of the joy and blessing of being a community. It is important as a church family to learn by current events and ensure that we are working together for the benefit of our church community. I belong to the ministry committee here at St. Chad's, and we are a reasonably large group of individuals who are involved in the ministry of the church. We overview previous sermon series, we discuss the life of the church, and what might be a good series for future talks. Sometimes we have debates, sometimes we disagree, but I think it's always good-natured, and it's great to be a part of something where we can have those discussions and pray together and be a united family afterwards. If we turn to this morning's passage, Jesus was having his authority challenged. The Gospels contain various accounts where Jesus was in direct conflict with evil. In modern society, we may find such accounts difficult to understand, especially when what is being described is the exorcism of demons. We, however, only need to turn on the news, and there are plenty of stories describing terrible things that happen both within our local communities and throughout the world. Evil within the world is a reality, and as Christians, we must face up to spiritual battles. We can be reassured that this passage demonstrates that Jesus has complete authority and demons cannot stand up to Christ. Luke only provides brief details of the healing, but we are told how the crowds were amazed when Jesus cast out the demon and the man is healed. No one questions that Jesus was able to cast out the demon or question what just happened. What does occur next is some within the crowd start to make accusations about the source of Jesus' power and they attempt to discredit him. Amongst the accusations that are made against Jesus include demons being behind Jesus' power, whilst others ask for signs from heaven. Those calling for a sign are no different to those suggesting that demons are behind the healings, as they have failed to see that the miracle is a sign of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, they have also doubted Jesus' true authority in asking for such dramatic signs. Jesus knows what those who are calling his authority into question are thinking. Why would demons empower Jesus to cast out demons? It makes no sense, and Jesus shows the obvious flaw in the arguments made against him. The forces of evil will not be working to destroy itself. It would be like the head of an army equipping and working the opposition against his or her own troops. Verse 18, if Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? Jesus further makes his argument on what grounds have the religious authorities been casting out demons. If Jesus is in league with Satan, are they not also doing the same? The arguments against him has no logic, and it is at this point Jesus makes clear the true source of his authority. Verse 20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. During the 10 plagues of Egypt described in Exodus, magicians attempted to recreate the miracles performed by Moses, but they were unable to do so. They point to the authority behind Moses' power. Exodus 8:16-19. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust off the ground. And throughout the land of Egypt, the dust will become gnats. They did this, and when Aaron stretched out his hand with the staff and struck the dust of the ground, gnats came on people and animals. All the dust throughout the land of Egypt became gnats, but when the magicians tried to produce gnats by their secret arts, they could not. Since the gnats were on people and animals everywhere, the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not listen, just as the Lord had said. In a time when our own parliament appears to be in turmoil, and with protests and controversies over holders of important political positions around the world, we can be reassured that God is in control, and that as Christians, we belong to the kingdom of God. We can also take confidence that in our own personal lives, that God knows us and is with us. Whatever battles or difficulties that concern us, Jesus has power over any temptations, any difficulties we face. No demon can overcome the power and authority of Christ. Our personal battles can be deeply difficult, and we may face situations within our own families, amongst friends, or within our working lives. Facing spiritual battles is a reality for all Christians, and whilst this may sound scary, again, it is important to note God is in control. Jesus has authority. We are given this short parable about a strong man who is fully armed, guards his own home, and his possessions are safe. Then someone stronger comes along and overpowers the strong man, as they are someone stronger, and takes away the army in which the man trusted, and the spoils are divided. Maybe the way to look at this parable is that the evil one can sometimes feel like the strong man who has a powerful grip over us, standing up to the forces of darkness, to temptations, can be difficult. Sometimes we face troubled and difficult situations. But if the battles we face is against a strong man, then the parable Jesus teaches us is that Jesus is the one who is someone that is stronger. We can take confidence knowing that no matter how strong the strong man is and what that may represent in our own lives, Jesus is stronger and can break down any barriers. Whatever fortifications stand in the way, they are divided up and they will be replaced by the armour of God. During turbulent times, we can offer a message of hope and reassurance to all those that we have relationships with about the kingdom of God. Jesus warns us, we do have to face up to a stark choice. We must decide which side we are on. The message from Jesus is clear. Either you stand with Jesus or you are against him. It is clear, it is a clear dividing line with no middle ground. We can, however, take great confidence in knowing that God is a God of love, who wants to have a relationship with us. And all we need to do to accept Jesus into our lives is just to pray, is just to walk with him. Jesus defeated death and sin upon the cross, and that is the message of hope that we can carry out into the world. The choice is clear. You can either accept Jesus or reject him, but there is no situation that is beyond his control, and no life that cannot be redeemed. The person in the story who was mute and overpowered by a demon had this cast out and was healed. Whatever difficulties we face, Jesus helps us stand. I have on occasions when facing a difficult day prayed a simple repetition of a prayer. And I just pray this: Jesus, help me stand. Jesus, help me stand. Jesus, help me stand. We can call on Jesus at any time and take full confidence he walks with us. I finish this morning with a passage that is often quoted, but with good reason. Ephesians 6:14-18. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen.